Nanny of the Maroons, Queen. I am free now. Circa 1686 to 1733, Jamaica. Once upon a time in Jamaica, there lived an escaped slave with royal African ancestors. Her name was Queen Nanny, and she was the leader of a group of escaped slaves called the Maroons. At the time, Jamaica was occupied by the British. They enslaved Africans and deported them to Jamaica to work on sugarcane plantations. But Queen Nanny wanted freedom for herself and for her people, so she escaped, freed many other slaves, and led them into the mountains, where they built a village called Nannytown. The only way to Nannytown was along a narrow path through the jungle. Queen Nanny taught the Maroons to cover themselves with leaves and branches to blend in with the jungle. As British soldiers walked through the forest in single file, they had no idea they were surrounded. But at the sound of a signal, the trees around them suddenly leaped to life and attacked. Nannytown had one problem, though. Its inhabitants were hungry. One night, weak with hunger and worried for her people, Queen Nanny fell asleep. She dreamed of one of her ancestors who told her, "Don't give up. Food is at hand." When she woke up, she found pumpkin seeds in her pockets. She planted them on the hillside, and soon her tribe had plenty of food. From then on, the hill near Nannytown was called Pumpkin Hill.